Hello. Welcome to Devon Insights InVision magazine for spring 2022, issue 30. This is Graham Flynn speaking, Chief Executive Officer of Devon Insight, and I'm making this recording on the 1st of March 2022. Now let's look at the contents of this edition. Chapter 1 will be the Chief Executive's welcome. Chapter 2, News Desk. Chapter 3, an update on the Children's Sight Loss MOT. Chapter 4, the Devon Insight Sight Loss Forum. Chapter 5, Working Age WhatsApp Group. Chapter 6, Treatment News. Chapter 7, the OCCO iHealth app. Chapter 8, Community Awards. Chapter 9, Telephone Event Programme. Chapter 10, Daily Living Equipment. Chapter 11, the COVID-19 update. Chapter 12, Community Fundraising News. Chapter 13, Joe's Easter Pantry. Chapter 14, How You Can Help Us. And Chapter 15, Contact Us. Chapter 1, Chief Executive Officers, welcome. Welcome to the spring edition of the Devon Insight magazine. At the time of writing, the British government has just lifted all COVID-19 restrictions, and President Vladimir Putin of Russia has started a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. This is a rather unsettling time for everyone. Maintaining resilience is difficult at times of crisis, but we must be optimistic. It seems little consolation to say that spring will soon be upon us, with longer days and warmer weather. Despite the most challenging of working environments, Jenny, Judy and I continue to develop our services in the best interests of people who are blind or partially sighted across Devon. We are not alone. We are supported by the Board of Trustees, some wonderful volunteers and our new Devon Sight Loss Forum members. We're always delighted to hear your ideas about the content of the magazine. It was a reader's suggestion that we create a pull-out section for our programme of telephone-based services. Your wish is my command. Now, obviously, this is the audio version, so you won't have the paper, but I will go through the programme of events later. This edition of InVision magazine has been partly funded by Devon County Council. Chapter 2, Keeping You Informed, News Desk. Sight Village Southwest. Sight Village Southwest returns to the Sandy Park Stadium, Exeter, on Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2022. Hosted by Queen Alexandra College, a national college for people with disabilities, this event is a great opportunity for you to meet representatives of local, regional and national sight loss services and equipment manufacturers from across the United Kingdom. Devon Insight and our assistive technology partner Sight and Sound will be exhibiting at the event. We look forward to catching up with you. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. and entrance is free. To book your place, please ring Queen Alexandra College on 0121 803 5484. That number again, 0121 803 5484. Or visit the college's website at www.qac.ac.uk. That website again, www.qac.ac.uk. Audio described musical. At 3 p.m., Sunday, the 15th of May, 2022, the Exeter Northcote Theatre is hosting an audio-describe performance of Fantastically Great Women Who Changed the World. This is a new stage show with characters and songs that pack a punch. Hermione Jade meets Frida Kahlo, Rosa Parks, Amelia Earhart, Mary Curie, and Emmeline Pankhurst, to name just a few. To book your tickets, call the box office on 01392 726363. That number again for the Northcote Theatre, 01392 726363. Free audio Bible players from Torch Trust. Torch Trust, the Christian sight loss charity, is offering a free audio Bible player to anyone who is losing their sight. The audio players are the new Mega Voice Pathways and feature David Suchet reading the New Testament and Psalms. This small MP3 player has an inbuilt speaker, pre-installed rechargeable batteries, and comes with a charging cable and headphones. Each player will be dispatched with a lanyard for ease of carrying and instructions. Anyone who is losing their sight can apply to Torch Trust to receive a player. To apply for a free audio player, please ring the Torch Trust on 01858 438 260. That number again, 01858 438 260. You can email them on info@torchtrust.org. That email again, info@torchtrust.org, or visit their website at www.torchtrust.org/pathway. That website address again, www.torchtrust.org/pathway. Chapter 3, Influencing Change in the Sight Loss Sector, the Children's Sight Loss MOT. Whilst we've always prioritised service delivery for people in Devon, in recent years, we've also taken a leading role in transformational service delivery nationally. It is only right that we share our innovative work with the sight loss sector nationally for the benefit of others. We undertake this work in partnership with Visionary, the national umbrella membership organisation for sight loss charities. Fundamentally, sharing best practice means that sight loss services are constantly evolving and developing for the benefit of people who are blind or partially sighted across the whole of the country. Our new Children and Young Persons Sight Loss MOT is set to revolutionise the way that sight loss charities support young people across the United Kingdom. Developed by Devon in Sight and More Vision, and in consultation with local and national experts, the Children and Young People's Sight Loss MOT includes sections on the prevalence and causes of vision impairments in children, an explanation of the different professionals providing support, information on early years and educational support, and mental health. On Thursday, the 10th of February, Devon in Sight's Graham Flynn, that's me, and Julian Garner, and More Vision's Laura Hughes led a national training day hosted by Visionary. The event was supported with delegates from over 20 sight loss charities from across the United Kingdom. A number of professionals joined us to talk about their areas of work, including Charlotte Codier, a senior lecturer in ophthalmics from the University of Sheffield, Andrea Davis from Guide Dogs Specialist Educational Support Team, Sue Pilkington, the clinical service manager for Devonley Visually Impaired Children, Rovic Service, and Gwyneth McCormack, the director of Positive Eye Limited. The highlight of the event was hearing the impact that the MOT had had for a Devon mother called Sarah and her son. We would like to thank everyone who took part in the event, and we are pleased that our work here in Devon is yet again receiving national recognition. If you would like more information about the new MOT, please ring the helpline. The helpline number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Chapter 4. Influencing Change in the Sight Loss Sector, Devon Sight Loss Forum. The Devon Sight Loss Forum will be a valuable opportunity for people with sight loss to influence change within Devon in Sight and sight loss services in Devon. We are thrilled to announce that the Devon Sight Loss Forum has been formed and has met twice using the meetup call telephone conferencing facility. The forum already has 9 members who will represent a wide range of experience and knowledge about living with a sight impairment in Devon. Members are identifying 3 projects to work on, and one of these is the issue of eye clinics sending out appointment letters and the accompanying information in accessible formats. Under the Freedom of Information Act, I've asked the 4 hospitals in Devon how many eye clinic patients had missed their appointments over the past 4 years and the financial impact this has had on the NHS. This information will underpin our work to ensure that all appointment letters are sent out in at least 16-point text as standard. The sensory team and Health Watch Devon are also keen to support the forum with this campaign. We will report on some of the developments around the forum in the next edition of InVision magazine. Chapter 5. Working with Sight Loss, WhatsApp group launched. WhatsApp is a free-to-download messaging app for smartphones. WhatsApp uses the internet to send messages, images, audio, or video. The service is very similar to text messaging services. However, because WhatsApp uses the internet to send messages, the cost of using WhatsApp is significantly less than texting. Devon in Sight has recently launched a WhatsApp group for those people who are still working and living with sight loss. This new group will allow members to ask questions, put forward ideas, celebrate achievements, and maybe even have a moan with others in the working world. This group may also be of interest to those of you who are actively seeking work. For more information, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 6. Treatment News. Macular Disease Treatment. The Macular Society has recently announced some interesting developments around the treatment of macular disease. A new, longer-lasting treatment for 2 types of macular disease has been approved by the United States of America Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Roche's drug faricimab, which will be marketed as Vabysmo, has been approved in America to treat both wet age-related macular degeneration, AMD, and diabetic macular edema, DMO. It is the first dual-action drug and tackles 2 pathways involved in blood vessel growth, VEFG and ANG-2, for those of you who are interested in the science. The news comes after the company published phase 3 data showing the majority of patients on clinical trials were able to go 12 or 16 weeks between injections. The drug is now being considered by the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, for use in the NHS, with review meetings taking place in April and May this year. More developments in treatment for wet AMD. At the end of 2021, the FDA also approved a refillable implant that gradually releases Lucentis into the eye. It has been previously reported that the Lucentis port delivery system could treat wet AMD as effectively as monthly injections, even when refilled only twice a year. United States patients will be able to receive this system in the coming months, and it is in the process of being approved for use in the UK. Further trials are planned for diabetic retinopathy, diabetic macular edema, and to investigate whether patients with wet AMD could wait as long as 9 months before refills. While Devon Insight cannot give any advice regarding medical treatments that may be available to you, we would like to thank the Macular Society for allowing us to share this article. Chapter 7. Feature. The Occo iHealth app. And for those of you who are interested, Occo is spelt O-K-K-O. If you have a macular condition, there is a new way to monitor your vision at home. Would you like to take part in research and gain insights about your vision in between hospital appointments? Dr. Stephanie Campbell, a vision scientist and optometrist, founded Occo Health in 2018 after having worked in the NHS for over 10 years. During her time at the ophthalmology department in an eye hospital, she realised the need for patients to feel more in control of their condition, in particular in between appointments. Together with a team of vision scientists and games developers, Stephanie started creating an app game which can be used on a smartphone or tablet that would allow patients to monitor their sight in between hospital appointments, giving them and their doctor an overview of their eye health outside of the clinic. In the last 2 years, the Occo Health team has tested this app with a group of volunteers, all of whom live with a macular condition. By playing the Occo Health app 3 times a week, Occo Health's volunteers have gained valuable insights about their vision, which has helped them to make informed decisions about their eye health and helped them to talk to their doctor with more confidence. The project has shown that the Occo Health app has the potential to detect changes in vision. However, more research is required before the app can be made widely available, and therefore they need your help as a research volunteer. Home monitoring of vision in between clinic visits is a crucial step towards preventative eye care. Occo Health hopes that you will want to join their research program to help them make this into a reality. If you live with a macular condition, use a smartphone regularly or a tablet, and would like to take part, please give Devon Insight a call on the helpline. The telephone number is 01392 876 666. That helpline number again, 01392 876 666. Chapter 8. Feature. Devon Insight Community Awards. Have you had outstanding customer service from a business or service provider that you feel deserves recognition? Perhaps you've had exceptional help from your hairdresser or dentist, at a cafe, or even your local library. Tell us about them and we'll send them a Devon Insight Community Award certificate. Great service for those with sight loss should be celebrated. So we'll list those who've received an award in our magazine. The overall winner, judged to have given the best customer service, will receive our annual Special Community Award at our annual general meeting in October. Just call our helpline with your story. Our first three awards in 2022 go to the following: The Old Market House, a local brewery in Brixham, for their exceptional customer care for Mark, one of our members. Mark says, "The general manager, Brendan, makes sure that I get a pint brought to my table, and a staff member always reads out the menu to me, and I never have to ask. I feel very welcome and really enjoy my pint." The next award is for Marks and Spencer at the Willows Torquay. Our member Karen from Totnes wants to thank Laura for being the kind of assistant we all want to meet. "All I did was ask at one of the tills if anyone could help me, and Laura appeared. Laura was kind, considerate, helpful and really understanding. She came round the shop with me and helped me with my shopping. Well done, Torbay M&S." Finally, Angus McPhee, optometrists. In West Devon, our member Debbie wants to thank Mr. Ian Mills for the exemplary eye care she and her husband Chris have received. Chris says, "The immediate assessment by Mr. Mills and his urgent referral for central retinal vein occlusion meant that the REI was able to stabilise the condition to prevent further sight loss." Debbie says, "Knowing that specialist technology is used to regularly monitor eye health is reassuring. Mr. Mills also advised me to be aware of the possibility of specific eyesight changes which could lead to further sight loss if not treated quickly." We'll be sending Brendan, Laura and Ian a Devon Insight Community Award to thank them for making life easier for anyone with sight loss in Devon. If you would like to nominate someone for a Devon Insight Community Award, please give us a call on the helpline. The telephone number 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. And now chapter 9, Keeping You Connected, Telephone Events Calendar. Now here's a reminder of our telephone events. All calls take place between 10:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. It's a free phone number. You dial the following number: 0808 169 7930. That free phone number again: 0808 169 7930. Calls from your home telephone or mobile are free. Now here's the programme of events that you can dial into. Our weekly telephone chit-chat calls are your opportunity to air thoughts, concerns, ideas and to share your recent stories in a safe space. We will be able to share news about Devon Insight and its ongoing development. Now these calls aren't recorded, so they're totally confidential. Our monthly telephone speaker events normally take place on the second Tuesday of the month. Guest speakers from health and social care, sight loss service providers and community services share information about their services. we normally have time for questions and answers at the end of the talk. Speaker events are recorded so that they can be accessed in the future through our website. Okay, here's a list of up-and-coming events. Telephone chit-chat call on Wednesday the 6th of April. That's a telephone chit-chat call on Wednesday the 6th of April. On Tuesday the 12th of April, we have a telephone speaker event. This is called The Positive Impact of the Great Outdoors. Dr. Sarah Bell is a lecturer in health geography, whose research explores the role of everyday nature encounters in shaping experiences of health, well-being, mobility and disability through the journey of life. So her presentation is on Tuesday, the 12th of April. We then have telephone chit-chat call events on Wednesday the 13th of April, the 20th of April, 27th of April, and the 4th of May. So that's weekly on a Wednesday on the 13th of April, 20th of April, 27th of April, and the 4th of May. The next telephone speaker event will be on Tuesday the 10th of May, and this is called Keeping You Safe at Home. Sally McKay Roper from Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service joins us for an update on the changes to their free home safety visits. Now, those of you who have known me for a while will know that I'm absolutely passionate about fire home safety. So we're really pleased that Sally will be giving us an update on these services, and that's on Tuesday, the 10th of May. The following are the regular Wednesday telephone chit-chat calls, and they will be on the 11th of May, 18th of May, 25th of May, 1st of June, and the 8th of June. Those dates again for chit-chat calls will be the 11th of May, 18th of May, 25th of May, the 1st of June, and the 8th of June. Now, our June telephone speaker event will be taking place on Tuesday, the 14th of June. This is called Building Resilience. Our counsellor, Annie Ford, will be looking at ways to manage the emotional ups and downs of living with SightNOS. This event takes place on Tuesday, the 14th of June. And now the final three dates for the regular Wednesday chit-chat calls. They are the 15th of June, 22nd of June, and the 29th of June. Those dates again, the 15th of June, 22nd of June, and the 29th of June. Now, I'd really encourage you to come and have a go at one of these calls. Just sit at home, dial the free phone number, and you can listen. You don't necessarily have to take part, but just listen to the conversation. It's really lively and great fun. Chapter 10, Feature, Daily Living Equipment. Devon Insight's office manager, Jenny Benham, explains more about some of the simple daily living equipment that you can access for free through Devon Insight. Living with a hidden disability like a visual impairment can make life more demanding for many people. But it can be difficult for others to identify, acknowledge, or understand the challenges you face. Wearing a partially sighted badge discreetly indicates to people around you, including staff, colleagues, and health professionals, that you may need additional support, help, or a little more time. This metal pin can be worn to highlight that the wearer has a visual impairment. It is lightweight for comfortable wearing and is a bright yellow with black font, so it is easily visible to other people close by. The Devon Insight Signature Guide. This helps you to keep your writing in a straight line with letters at an even height. If you are partially sighted, the contrast between the thick black frame and the paper you are writing on will make handwriting easier. Now, a signature guide is about the size of a credit card, and it has a slot in the middle cut out, and you sign in the slot. It is particularly useful for signing cheques. It also includes Devon Insight's contact details on the reverse of the card. People with disabilities often find public transport difficult to use and can find the experience stressful and isolating. This can reduce your confidence to travel independently. The Devon Access Wallet Scheme has been developed to make journeys by bus or train easier for anyone with communication difficulties, people with disabilities, deaf people, and those whose first language is not English. It will also give transport staff a better understanding of the requirements of all disabled passengers. Devon County Council has worked in partnership with First Devon and Cornwall, First Great Western, and Stagecoach Devon to devise the scheme. The wallet has been carefully designed with a fluorescent orange cover to let transport staff know that people carrying it may need help with their journey. Inside, there are plastic inserts containing information in a written or pictorial format in order to communicate with staff. The Access Wallet contains plastic pockets into which words can be placed to describe where the passenger would like to go, e.g. city centre. In addition, there may be a picture or photo to help both staff and the passenger know where they need to get off. Other information or questions to help make the journey easier for the passenger can also be placed in the wallet. These could include single or return fare, please. Can you please let me know when we get to my stop? Which platform do I catch my train from? And emergency contact details. Sidmouth resident Amy, who is 75, shares her experiences of using these simple gadgets that are designed to make everyday tasks easier for people with reduced sight. She says, "I have macular degeneration, a common condition that affects the middle part of my vision. When your sight starts to fade and you lose your independence, any help is important. I was lucky to be introduced to Devon Insight and took the plunge to call the helpline. I received a very warm welcome from Jenny Benham and found her to be fantastic help. We talked about a range of issues, and at the end of the call, Jenny agreed to send me some simple gadgets which have really helped me. They included a partially sighted badge, a signature guide, and a Devon Access wallet. Since the start of the COVID pandemic, we've been advised to maintain social distancing from each other. This is particularly difficult for people with little or no sight. Simply wearing a partially sighted badge has helped, particularly in shops. I have also had more offers of help and support since I have been wearing the badge. I recently had to write a letter and enclose a cheque, which is a struggle when your sight is poor. I managed, after a long while, to write the letter, very badly, but the cheque was going to pose more of a problem. The payee's name and the amount was quite badly written, but I worried about my signature as I hadn't written a cheque for years. Remembering the signature guide that Jenny sent me, I managed to do a perfect signature in the right place. The difficult task of doing the letter was really stressful, but made easy thanks to Jenny. The other gadget I received was a Devon Access wallet, which is a bright orange card wallet that as soon as a bus or train official sees the wallet, then they know that you need help. I recently took a train journey from Honiton to Woking. I asked the ticket man if he could help me, showing him the wallet. The service he gave me was brilliant. He helped me onto the train and noted my carriage. And then he had arranged for someone to meet me at Woking to help me off the train and take me to the taxi rank. Losing my sight and becoming more dependent on others is so difficult for me. But the help from Devon in Sight takes a little edge of things. Thank you, Jenny, for your help and the laughter we've had over the phone. You make my day. Partially sighted badges, signature guides and Devon Access wallets are available for free whilst stocks last through our helpline and supported by our equipment bursary fund. For help with these items and other daily living equipment, please ring our helpline. You know the number, 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Chapter 11, Feature, COVID-19 Update. Public health experts are appealing to the public to continue looking out for each other by being cautious and following coronavirus, COVID-19 guidance over the next few months. Devon's Director of Public Health, Steve Brown, made his comments following the Prime Minister's announcement in February that the legal requirement for people with coronavirus to self-isolate was being lifted. Changes were also announced bringing to an end to the mass availability of COVID-19 testing for people with or without symptoms. Steve Brown said, "It is vital that people continue to look out for each other and do all they can to reduce risk, especially to those who are more vulnerable. That means being respectful of other people's concerns and personal situations. The public health advice is that anyone who tests positive for coronavirus or who shows symptoms of having it, including a high temperature or cough, should stay at home and avoid contact with others. The same can be said for any other infectious illness, such as flu or vomiting and diarrhea. We need to get to a place whereby it's commonly accepted that when someone's not well and there's a risk of spreading that virus, that they should stay home to reduce the risk of transmission to others. Like many groups that champion and support the needs of vulnerable people, Devon in Sight has spoken out about the removal of COVID-19 restrictions. Graham Flynn, CEO of Devon in Sight, said, "Having little or no sight is challenging enough for our clients, but many have additional health issues that make them particularly vulnerable. So many of our clients were required to shield for many months during the COVID lockdowns. We also know of people who have been unable to opt for a vaccination. Many people who are blind or partially sighted are only just making the huge leap to start going out in public areas, including coffee shops and restaurants. I believe that the majority should make some small sacrifices to protect the most vulnerable in our society. I would urge anyone with an infectious illness to stay at home for a few days before mixing with others. It's the civilized thing to do, particularly as the country is trying to deal with a backlog of non-emergency operations and the ongoing crisis in the care sector." And now an appeal for your help. Share your COVID-19 experiences. We at Devon in Sight are working with Devon County Council to share the experiences of people who are blind or partially sighted to improve the county's response to a future outbreak of COVID-19. Have you had COVID-19 or been required to self-isolate? What challenges did social distancing make for you with a vision impairment? How did you find accessing COVID-19 vaccinations? Has COVID-19 had a significant impact on your health and well-being? Did you find Devon Insight's large print and audio COVID-19 updates useful? Did you benefit from some free daily living equipment under our equipment bursary scheme? Did it make a difference to you? Have you called into our telephone sight loss speaker events or joined our chit chat call service? What one thing would have made a significant difference to how you coped with COVID-19? Your stories will help improve future services for people in Devon. Now, I'd really like to hear from you. Please share your COVID experiences by ringing the helpline. The number, as you know, is 01392 876 666. 01392 876 666. You can also email us if you like. I'm really keen that we get your stories so that we can change things for the better in the future. Her Majesty's Government have given some key points for you to remember about the spread of COVID-19. Here's their guidance, which is called How You Can Continue to Keep Yourself and Your Loved Ones Safe. Vaccines. Get vaccinated to reduce your risk of catching COVID-19 and becoming seriously ill, and to reduce the risk of spreading the virus to others. Fresh air. Let fresh air in if meeting indoors to disperse COVID-19 particles and reduce the risk of spreading the virus. Face covering. Consider wearing a face covering in crowded, enclosed spaces. Stay at home if unwell. Try to stay at home if you are unwell. And finally, hand washing. Wash your hands regularly to limit the spread of COVID-19. Please remember, you don't need to buy anything expensive. Warm water, soap, and wash your hands to the song Happy Birthday, which is approximately 20 seconds. Thank you. Chapter 12. Fundraising news. Community fundraising. Co-op Local Community Fund. We're delighted that Devon Insight has been chosen as one of the Co-op Local Community Fund causes for the years 2021 to 2022. This means that until October 2022, you can now support your local sight loss charity every time you shop at your local co-op. All you need to do is become a co-op member and support Devon Insight by choosing us as your local community fund project for October 2021 to October 2022. If you already have a membership card, you can choose us as your new cause by logging in on your account or by installing and using the Co-op app on your smartphone. The app also gives you money off vouchers every week. Your donations help us to provide vital ongoing support to people who are blind or partially sighted across Devon. Now, the link to the website to set us as your local cooperative cause is as follows: membership.coop.co.uk/causes/57383. So that website again is membership.coop.co.uk/causes/57383. Thank you for your support. Now, the next news story is Blue Roses Music and Dance Club. We were delighted to hear that the Blue Roses Music and Dance Club in Exeter had nominated Devon in Sight as the club's charity of the year for 2021. Club members June Gardner and Pauline Richards make handmade gifts and crafts for club members and the public to raise money for local causes. We're very grateful for their £250 donation. Thank you. Now, the next story is a really good one for how you can raise some money for us. Tea at 3. Could you invite a few friends over for a cup of tea to tell them what we do and also raise a few pounds for Devon in Sight? During May and June, we are asking readers to invite friends, neighbours or family to join them for a cup of tea or coffee to tell them about what Devon in Sight can do to help anyone with sight loss, even those who just haven't seen an optician for a long time and may need new glasses. We hope that they will also make a small donation to our charity to help fund our work. We want to keep this simple, so you don't need to do anything more than provide a drink, maybe a biscuit. We'll send you a pack which will include invitations to give out, ideas to make your tea at 3 go with a swing, some information on the work of Devon in Sight, and an envelope to send in your donations. You can, of course, use the Donate Now button on our website too. With your help, we can help more people. Choose your date, call for an information pack, give out the invitation, buy a packet of biscuits, and put the kettle on. It's as simple as that. To take part in Tea at 3, please ring our helpline on 01392 876 666. 01392 876 666. And also, don't forget to take a photo. Send it to us and we'll include it in the next edition of the newsletter. Chapter 13. Feature: Joe's Easter Pantry. Visually impaired chef Jo Parsons shares her recipes for success in the kitchen. Now, this recipe is for Seminole muffins, and it serves 6 to 12 people. I'll give you the ingredients, and then the for decoration ingredients, followed by the method. So here goes. Ingredients: 250 grams of mixed dried fruit, the grated zest and juice of one medium orange, 175 grams of butter, softened, 175 grams of golden caster sugar, 3 eggs beaten, 300 grams of self-raising flour, 1 teaspoon of mixed spice, 1/2 teaspoon of freshly grated nutmeg, 5 tablespoons of milk, and 175 grams of marzipan. Now I'll read those ingredients again. 250 grams of mixed dried fruit, the grated zest and juice of 1 medium orange, 175 grams of softened butter, 175 grams of golden caster sugar, 3 eggs beaten, 300 grams of self-raising flour, 1 teaspoon of mixed spice, 1/2 teaspoon of freshly grated nutmeg, 5 tablespoons of milk, and 175 grams of marzipan. Now for decoration, you'll need 200 grams of icing sugar, 2 tablespoons of orange juice for mixing, and chocolate mini eggs. So the ingredients for decoration again are 200 grams of icing sugar, 2 tablespoons of orange juice for mixing, and chocolate mini eggs. Now, here's the method. Number 1. Tip the fruit into a bowl, add the zest and juice, and microwave on medium for 2 minutes, or leave it to soak for 1 hour. Number two, line a 12-hole deep muffin tin with paper muffin cases and heat the oven to 180 degrees C. Beat together the butter, sugar, eggs, flour and spices, and milk until light and fluffy for about 3 to 5 minutes. Add the fruit and mix well together. Half fill the muffin cases with the mixture. Divide the marzipan into 12 equal pieces. Roll into balls, then flatten with your thumb. Place each one into a muffin case and spoon the rest of the muffin mixture over. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes until risen and golden and firm to the touch. Beat together the icing sugar and orange juice to make icing thick enough to coat the back of a wooden spoon. Drizzle over the cooled muffins, then top each one with a cluster of chocolate mini eggs. So let's do that method again. Number one, tip the fruit into a bowl, add the zest and juice, and microwave on medium for 2 minutes, or leave to soak for 1 hour. Line a 12-hole deep muffin tin with paper muffin cases and heat the oven to 180 degrees C. Beat together the butter, sugar, eggs, flour, spices and milk until light and fluffy, about 3 to 5 minutes. Add the fruit and mix well together. Half fill the muffin cases with the mixture. Divide the marzipan into 12 equal pieces, roll into balls, then flatten with your thumb. Put one into each muffin case and spoon the rest of the muffin mixture over. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes until risen and golden and firm to the touch. Beat together the icing sugar and orange juice to make the icing thick enough to coat the back of a wooden spoon. Drizzle over the cooled muffins, then top each one with a cluster of chocolate mini eggs. To hear more about Joe Parsons' Cooking with Confidence courses, please ring our helpline on 01392 876 666. The number again, 01392 876 666. And now chapter 14, Supporting Us, How You Can Help Us. Devon Insight has been providing help and support to people who are blind or partially sighted and their families for nearly 100 years. We can only continue to undertake this work with your support. Friends of Devon Insight, our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon Insight, is the best way that you can support your charity during these very challenging times. Devon Insight receives no statutory funding, so your regular donations over a period of time are of tremendous benefit to the charity in helping us meet the costs of providing our services and enabling us to plan for the future. In 2019, I launched our Friends of Devon Insight campaign to help us provide vital ongoing support to people across Devon. By becoming one of our friends, you will help more people to receive the support they need to live happy and healthy lives and be part of their local community. You could make a regular gift of £2, £5, £10, £20, £50 or more. For more information, please give us a call on the helpline or visit the donations page on the website. There are a number of other ways that you can help Devon Insight financially to continue supporting people with sight loss across the county. You could make a one-off donation by cheque. Simply make your cheque payable to Devon Insight and send it to the office manager, Devon Insight, Splatford Barton, Kenford, Exeter, EX6, 7XY. So that's making a cheque payable to Devon Insight and sending it to the office manager, Devon Insight, Splatford Barton, Kenford, Exeter, EX6, 7XY. If you use internet banking, you could make a one-off donation by bank transfer. You simply, on your online banking, set up Devon County Association for the Blind, and the sort code is 308037. That sort code again, 308037. And our account number is 623267 68. That account number again, 623267 68. Finally, you could think about leaving us a gift in your will. Our ultimate guide to leaving a lasting legacy to charity is designed to give an overview of the importance of making a will writing checklist, and how legacies have supported our work. If you would like a legacy pack, please phone us on the helpline. So on the subject of the helpline, let's just cover that again. Our helpline is open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. That's 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. And the number is 01392 876 666. 01392 876 666. Now, please remember that there are times we're working from home. There are times when we're helping other people. So just leave a message and we will ring you back as soon as we can. So there you have it. That was the spring 2022 edition of Envision Magazine. My name's Graham Flynn. It's been good to talk to you and read this to you. Just a reminder that when you've listened to this audio version, can you please put the data stick back in the yellow pouch and simply turn over the address card in the front of the pouch? You need to put it in any postbox, and there is no need to put any return stamps or a postage label on it. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that. Take care, look after yourselves, and we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye.